Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Good morning. Good morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson today. Glory to God. And what is our lesson title, Pastor?
Our lesson title today is Simon Peter, the Restored Disciple.
Glory to God. Simon Peter. Listen to that. The Restored Disciple. When you hear that word restored, glory to God, you think about yourself, glory to God. There were times, glory to God, that you kind of like wavered. There were times that your faith was wavering.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me just give the lesson that we're going to be coming from today. We're going to be coming from Mark, the 8th chapter, the 27th through 29th verse. We're going to be coming from Luke, the 22nd chapter, 31 through 34. We're going to be coming from John, the 18th chapter, 18th chapter, verse 25 through 27. And John 21, 15 through 17. Praise the Lord.
As I was saying, there were times that maybe your faith was wavering, but your faith had to be restored. Your faith had to be grounded and rooted in what in the Word of God, rooted in your faith, standing firm on the Word, glory to God. So here we find that Simon Peter, glory to God, this lesson will tell us or show us that Simon Peter had to be restored. Glory to God. Do you need restoration today? Glory to God. I want you to enter this message praying. Have your faith.
Amen. And as co-pastors just said, we're going to be looking at Simon Peter, but really looking at him as one that had to be restored. But yet we're going to cover through the scriptures on basically why he need to be restored, because a lot of time we'll fall back. So a lot of times we'll backslide. A lot of times we'll get out of the area that we're in because of the world that we're living in and the events that we go through. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to begin our lesson again. We're going to be looking at identify of the Messiah. Identity of the Messiah. And we're going to be looking at verse 27 in our lesson. Starting at 27. What people say, glory to God. What do people say? And Jesus said, excuse me, Jesus went out and his disciples into the town of Samaria, Philippi. Amen. And Jesus went out and his disciples unto the town of Caesarea Philippi. Now, what we're looking at here is we're in a town where Jesus was actually doing ministry. Amen. Praise God. And we're gonna hear a lot about that basis later on in Peter's life. But here, with Jesus asking a question. He's asking a question about them. He's asking them a question about that, and while they're in the town, to get their idea on how they feel with the people around them. Amen. Praise God. And be part of that verse says, and by the way, he asks his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am?
Glory to God. He wanted to get their opinion. Who or what is man saying about me? What are they saying? But Jesus goes deeper than that. He even wants to know what you're thinking. Glory to God. So the question is really deep. Glory to God. He want to know what they're saying and what they're thinking. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Amen. And again, he's asking what they're thinking about, what the men and people are saying. And verse 27, we're still looking at, hey, what people are saying. And they answered, John the Baptist. Oh, glory to God. But some say Elijah, and others, one of the prophets. Now, in saying this right, we know in here, the people got all kind of opinions on who really Jesus is.
Glory to God.
He's seeing what they're thinking, what they're hearing, what's in their mind. He asked them what the people saying. And they're telling them. Now, of course, we know he wasn't John the Baptist. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? John the Baptist, hey, baptized him. So they was all at one point. So it couldn't be them. And then it would look and hey, one of the prophets. Oh, glory to God. They didn't really know who Jesus was, but they through the actions of what was going on with Jesus, they knew that he was someone great. So they tried to attach him to somebody that they knew about physically.
And remember, they were walking with him. That meant they saw miracles being performed. Glory to God. They heard him speak the word with authority. Glory to God. He was teaching them the word, glory to God, with revelation. Glory to God, that they was amazed at. Look at this. So he wanted to know, what are people saying? Glory to God. Then the deeper message in the lesson is also, what are you thinking? Glory to God. What do you think, or who do you think I am? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus came to this earth on a mission. Glory to God. He came to show us the way, to lead us back to God, because we were not where we needed to be in our relationship. So here he is on a mission. He's revealing himself to the people. He's revealing himself to the disciples. He's teaching them. Glory to God. And they must be firm in the word, just like you and me. We have to be firm in our faith, firm in our belief. We have to know what we believe and stand on it. Glory to God. Even though the wind may blow, even though the storms may come, even though others may doubt, you must and I must stay rooted in the word of God. So Jesus wants to know. And the question to you today, who do you think Jesus is? Glory to God. Who do you think he is in your life? Glory to God.
Amen. And then Jesus went with him even further. What disciples say? In verse 29 it said, and he said unto them, but whom sayest ye that I am? Oh, glory to God. Now we're getting personal. I ask you what everybody else was saying. I ask you what the people think. But tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you feel. Tell me what you see. And verse B, and Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ. Oh, glory to God.
Thou art the Christ. Powerful. I know Peter's talking like with authority. He's saying, you are the Christ. You are the one that came down to show us the way. You are the Christ. You from God. Hallelujah. Look at this with authority. Who do men say I am? But the real question is, what do you say? And Peter answers first.
Amen. Pray. Now, so see, right here, let's be careful now. We know we're talking about Simon Peter. Now, right here, Simon Peter pointed out what he was at. And in doing so, basically, he was known as Simon Peter at a point when he was being drawn in, hey, before he truly had a base on Christ. But now he's going to be known, hey, he's the rock. Oh, hey, come on, hey, upon this rock, on this rock you're going to build your church, on Christ being the what? The Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So at this point, we knowing who Christ, knowing who Christ is now in Peter's mind and how he feel. Now we're looking at verse, amen, praise God, verse 30. I'm sorry. We're going to our second part, and that's going to be Luke 22:31-34, and it's going to be failing of a follower, failing of a follower, and that's going to be verse 31 and 22 of Luke. Jesus' encouragement. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift as wheat. Sift you as wheat.
Think about that. Jesus is letting Simon know at this point, Satan desires to have you. Let me tell you this. Satan desires to have you too, glory to God. And he wants to sift you. He wants to change you. He wants to manipulate you. He wants to move you away from God. But listen, listen, listen. You have to be rooted in your faith. You have to be rooted in your belief, because the enemy's job is to try to separate you from faith. So Simon is being warned, because Jesus said he desires to sift you like wheat. He wants to change you. He wants to manipulate you. He wants to move you away from God. Look, he's still on his job, glory to God. But we as believers have to be on our job. We have to be rooted in the word of God. We have to be firm in our faith. We have to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Amen. Now listen, follow us through the lesson here to where we pointed out, hey, Simon Peter, where he stand with God. Hey, Jesus done all pointed out, hey, upon this rock, I'm gonna build my church. But he's given Simon Peter a warning that the enemy wants to come at you. The enemy wants to sift you, glory to God, like wheat. It's a warning to him that to look, knowing that, hey, but he said, oh, glory to God.
But Pastor, it's not just a warning to him, it's a warning to us.
Yes, yes.
See, the enemy wants to get you away from God. He wants you to start doubting the word of God. He wants to start you to start doubting what you believe, glory to God. But you have to be firm. You have to be rooted in your faith. Though the winds may blow, though the storm may come, glory to God, you still hold on to Jesus. You still believe the word of God. No matter what happens, you stay rooted in the word. Because Jesus is saying that to Simon Peter. But listen, listen, listen. The devil desires to sift you like wheat. Go ahead.
Amen. And in verse 32, it says, but I have prayed for you. I prayed for you.
Glory to God.
That thou faith fail not.
Glory to God.
And when thou art converted, strength thy brother. Oh, glory to God.
He said, I've prayed for you. This person, he said, Jesus is saying to Simon, I've prayed for you. Hallelujah. That your faith will not fail. Glory to God. That you will be strengthened. Glory to God. And when you get strengthened, you're to what? Strengthen and encourage your brother.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because you're going to realize. You see, you're going to realize that you've been tempted. You're going to realize that you've been challenged. You're going to realize that you've faltered. Glory to God. But when you get really strengthened in the word, in the knowledge of the Lord, in your faith in God, I need you to strengthen your brothers. I need you to share the word of God. I need you to be a real disciple,
preaching and ministering the word that others can be rooted in their faith as well.
Go ahead. Amen. Again, he's encouraging him.
Hallelujah.
Let him know that, listen, I'm praying for you.
Glory to God.
But the enemy gonna come. But don't fail. Just stand on your word. Stand on the belief that you have in me, and in doing so, you're gonna you're gonna help convert and strengthen thy brothers.
But Pastor, you know what I also say is letting you know, others know out here in the radio audience is letting you know, glory God, that the enemy desires to what to sift you to. He desires to pull you away from God. He desires to make you doubt your faith. He desires that you become weak. He desires that you turn your back. Glory to God, that you slip and slide away from God. But Jesus is saying in the word to him that he's praying for Simon. Let me tell you this. He's interceding for us. He's praying for us, glory to God. Hallelujah, that we make it, that we stand firm in the word of God. We're going to be anchored in the word of God. Don't let the winds blow you down. Get up and stand firm in the word of God. Know who you believe in, glory to God, and stand firm, stand firm. Don't let the winds knock you down. And if they do, get up. Get up stronger in faith, glory to God.
Amen, amen. Verse 33, exertion of devotion. And here we're looking at what he's going to have to stand devoted to what he has said, where he is. And in verse, it said, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Oh, glory to God.
Wow.
He devoted.
He made that statement, come Pastor. On. He said, I'm ready to go with you. I'm going to go with you wherever you go. I'm going to even go with you in death. If they kill you, I'm ready to die with you. Wow. That seems so strong and so powerful, glory to God. He spoke it from his mouth, glory to God. But we're going to find later on, glory to God, that his heart is going to kind of waver a little bit. Listen. But he is a disciple of Jesus. He is a learner, glory to God. He has to be taught, glory to God. And what Jesus is doing, glory to God, he is teaching him, glory to God. He's showing him the way. But he's bold saying, I'll go with you all the way. A lot of us are saying, I'll go with you all the way. I won't let nothing turn me back. And the enemy sometimes will come and what and knock you down. But the key is you got to get up in the power of the Holy Ghost, in the power of God. And you got to stand firm on your feet. Go ahead.
Amen. Now again, he done made this devoted commitment. Oh Lord, if you go into prison, I'm going with you, even unto death. That's strong talk. But he was talking. He talked quick. He was talking out of where he stand. But yet he wasn't that firm. Because the devil is on him, and the Lord done told him, I'm praying for you.
You see, you got to grow. See, what your faith has to what grow. We have to grow in the word of God. He was saying with his mouth, glory to God. And he believed in his heart that he was saying the truth, glory to God. But he had to go through something where he become anchored. You got to be anchored in that word. We got to be anchored in our faith. The devil will come. The storms will blow. The wind will blow. Things will happen. But you, when you're anchored, you're not going to be knocked down, glory to God. When you're anchored, you're going to keep your faith in Jesus.
Yes, yes.
When you're anchored, you're going to stay in the word of God. When you're anchored, you're not going to let nothing turn you back. You're not going to doubt him. You're going to stay committed, glory to God.
Amen. Now let's look at verse 34. And here we're looking at a prediction of denial, a prediction of denial. In verse 34 it says, and he said,
well,
I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thy shall deny thee, thou knowing me. Oh, glory to God. He said,
he go,
three times.
This is gonna happen three times. But you got a cock not gonna even with a cock crow, you gonna already be the what denied me three times. Jesus say, I hear what you're saying, glory to God. But something is gonna happen, glory to God. And you're going to deny knowing me. You're going to deny having a relationship with me. He said, I'm ready to follow you. I'm ready to go all the way with you. Glory to God. He spoke it out of his mouth, but he had to go through what? A test. He had to go through what? This situation, glory to God, where he began to realize that his faith did fail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So sometimes the enemy will throw things at you so hard, glory to God. And sometimes you may falter, glory to God. You may what fall, glory to God. But the key is you got to get up. You can't stay down. You got to increase your faith, glory to God. You got to repent and you got to keep on moving, glory to God. Because what? We trust God every day. We trust him with our whole life. We trust the word of God. And we have to what stand on the word. Glory to God. So get up if the enemy has what knocked you down. Get up if the enemy has deceived you. Get up. Glory to God. Don't stay down. Glory to God. Because we are in this battle. Glory to God. But we're not in this battle alone. He's with us. Hallelujah. Jesus is with us. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. We're not alone. We're not fighting by ourselves. So don't give up. Keep
Amen.
On fighting.
Amen. Now, we're going to go into part three, and that's going to be prediction realized. Prediction realized. Prediction realized. And we're going to be looking at John. Going to be looking at John 18 through 27. John real and then that second denial, and Simon Peter stood and warned himself, thou say therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. Oh, glory to God.
Wow. Now, look at the question. Somebody recognized him, glory to God. He was seen with Jesus, glory to God. So the question was, are you not one of his disciples? Now, here, remember what he was saying boldly? But Jesus let him know that he was going to deny him. So here's denial number one, glory to God. He said, I know not. I don't know him. I don't know him. Why? Because fear had captured him. Jesus was arrested, glory to God. And fear captured him, glory to God. And so he didn't want to be affiliated at that time with Jesus because of what? Fear. Hallelujah. But I need you to know that perfect love can cast out fear. But at that point, his love was not perfected. He was still in the growing stage. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Hey, again, hey, I didn't know. This same man, hey, I'm going to follow you to prison. I'm going to follow you even to death. Now he's denied. I don't know him.
I don't know him.
No, now this gold glory. This is the falling away. This is how you fall when you don't stand on what the word of God says and who Jesus is. Amen.
But it's also past that point of growing. Glory to God. See when he denied him, it was because of the flesh and because of the fear. Because he saw the risk, because he didn't want to be locked up. He all these emotions, human emotions started coming in. So he made that open. I don't know him. I'm not a part of him. But you see, people in the crowd knew he was part of a crowd. People in the crowd knew that he was with Jesus, that he was a follower. But he didn't want to be what affiliated because he did not want to be arrested, even though he said, I'll go with you all the way, glory to God. The enemy will throw things at you, glory to God, and make you rattle sometimes, but you got to, and I got to stay firm in our faith. We will follow him, glory to God. We will stay committed to him. Go ahead.
Amen. And I just want to share a little bit right here when as far as denial. I didn't go quite as far as Simon Peter, but I was at a point where I was asked to go overseas to work on a job. And the supervisor told me, he said, Arthur, you're going in a place to where they don't believe in Jesus. So you can't go over there with that Jesus stuff because he knew I was a minister. And basically, my wife said, well, what you going to do? I said, well, a man got to do what a man got to do. But guess what? A man got to do what the word of God says he's supposed to do. I had been called to preach the gospel. And therefore, I tried to go. But guess what? I didn't make it. I didn't go.
Hallelujah.
And I sustained a broken neck from that. And at that point, hey, that was a recommitment to me, because I said, Lord, if you allow me, Lord, to be able to recover from this, Lord, you ain't got to worry about me preaching. That was 15 years ago. Glory to God. I'm going to preach the word.
Hallelujah. And you see, what happened was it was a temptation of the money. That's all the money that was being offered. And Pastor knew, we had just opened the church, and we had members coming in. And when he was offered this, because he was a safety director, he was offered this opportunity to make this money. He said, oh, he got excited. I'm going to go. But God did not want him to go. Glory to God. He had to stay firm in his commitment. He has to stay firm in the church. He had to do the job. So the lesson that was learned, glory to God, when he broke his neck, glory to God, the lesson that was learned was that he of course, he wasn't going to be able to go. But it caused him to recommit and reconfirm his faith in God, realizing that he did not want to go anywhere where he could not say Jesus, that he could not share the word of God. So what happened? It made him grow greater in his walk with Jesus. See, he had to stay in the bed for a while. He had to stay bedridden for a while. Glory to God. He had to deal with uncertainty with his neck and all of these things. But God has a way of getting our attention. Glory to God. Some of you didn't have to go through the drastic broken neck. Glory to God. But God has a way of getting our attention and keeping us firm in our faith. And this was his way of not letting him go overseas, glory to God. This was his way of getting him recommitted, reconfirmed. Sometimes you have to go through things, glory to God. I pray you don't have to go through a broken neck, glory to God. I pray that. But sometimes we have to go through things so that we would realize that we need to stay firm and committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God. So Peter, at this time, glory to God, he was fear grabbed him. At this time, he was looking around at the soldiers. Glory. He was looking around at circumstances. He was looking around. So fear grabbed him and caused him to deny the one he was following, the one who he had committed his life to. Fear caused him to what? To deny Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And then he goes on. And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whom ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? Oh, glory to God. Hey, you not been identified again?
Been identified.
Oh, glory. My. It's getting tight. It's getting hard. Oh, precious. Oh, somebody know me. Somebody done seen me before.
And look, the interesting thing about it, this was the kinsman of the man's ear that Peter cut off, glory to God. He cut the ear off when they approached Jesus, glory to God. And Jesus healed that ear, because Jesus was not dealing with violence. But he healed that ear, glory to God. But that man was there and he saw Peter, so he knew Peter was a follower of Jesus. So even though Peter was denying him, glory to God, somebody said, I recognize you. I know you were with him, glory to God. I saw you in the garden, glory to God. I was there. In other words, he was related to the man whose ear got cut off.
Amen. Amen. And then in verse 27 said, Peter then denied again.
Wow.
And immediately the cock crew.
Oh, hallelujah.
Immediately when he said it that time, hey, the cock crew. Now, at that point, then Peter knew. The Lord told me this.
He was convicted.
The cock done crew. Now I know, hey, I'm in bad shape.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org, or you can email the Sunday school teacher at sundayschoolteacher111 at gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.